from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With that being said, let's welcome on Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What's up, Daryl?
Dustin realizes he's still on radio, right? You don't need to worry about what you look like.
Well, Dustin always dresses like he is in TV every day. Well, I wouldn't say always, but you do
for the
present.
Most part, I try to look presentable.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And I do the opposite.
I was going to say, I gave that up years ago.
Yeah. Well, the whole point in being in radio is that I can be a fat schlub, and then everybody kind of just goes, that's why he's here.
I mean, listen, I dress, comfortably to work. I just happen to wear, stuff that is not that.
Yeah. Wait, I'm better dressed than you are today.
Eh.
I have a very nice golf shirt on compared to whatever you got over.
You know what? I love you. And I
eraser phrase.
And you always carry me, Nick, and we'll leave it at that, buddy boy.
Look at that.
You know what? I'm sorry.
You know what? No, it's fine. I love you.
Love you too.
Daryl. Love you too.
Love you, Daryl.
I just feel the love right now.
A lot of love.
It's just like Lion King. Yes, you can feel the love tonight.
Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa.
DTR or Huntley, who should we expect to be the third string quarterback?
It all depends on how Andrew Berry is feeling about where Deshaun Watson is. I said this on the morning show, my take on it is that if you feel like Deshaun is back to himself and you don't feel the need to look beyond the remaining three seasons left on this contract, then I would probably go Tyler Huntley. If you are thinking that there's a chance you may need to look beyond the three seasons left on Deshaun's contract, then I say you keep DTR and continue to try and develop him within your offense behind the scenes, so that if you do have to call upon him, or maybe in a year or two you get an even better draft pick via a trade. So I've been kind of going back and forth on this. One minute I'm confident that it's going to be DTR. The next minute I'm confident that it's going to be Tyler Huntley. And right now I think it's a coin toss.
So when it comes down to it, is there a difference in what they might be able to expect to get back for either one of those quarterbacks?
I would say that DTR might have a little more value. And when I say a little, I'm really stretching the truth there. Just because of the unknown quantity and the smaller sample size than Tyler Huntley. But, I mean, Huntley did a nice job the other night. Three touchdown passes in basically what was garbage time of a preseason game. I think that both players have had decent enough preseasons to warrant being the number three quarterback on this depth chart. I think DTR, you probably got a better shot at a late round pick than maybe Tyler Huntley gives you.
So, Daryl, the news is that Jack Conklin will move to left tackle at least for a while, or temporarily, until Jed Wills is healthy enough to play. Do you think this is a good thing? Is this going to leave a void on the right side, or you feel confident in DeJuan Jones?
Well, they have to do something on that side until Jed Wills comes back because, frankly, they don't have anything that's going to be able to hold down the fort. And the preseason, I feel like Dustin bore that out. I wasn't really impressed with Jermaine Ifedi. I certainly wasn't impressed, you know, with a couple of the other guys that they were trying to take a look at there. You know, James Hudson struggled when he was healthy. So I kind of like the idea of moving Conklin, the veteran, and then having DeJuan stay on that right side. DeJuan, in my view, is still working his way back from his own knee surgery that he had, but at least he's been able to be available for much of training camp here on the field. But if there is someone to fill that void temporarily, I think Conklin makes much more sense than some of the speculation that continues to be thrown out there about, like, maybe sliding Joel Bitonio from left guard to left tackle.
Daryl, is this an audition for Jack Conklin?
I don't know if it's an audition. I think it's just, you know, a chance for them to use a veteran as a stopgap. Now, if things go really well and whatever, then there's really no hurry to get Jedrick Wills, you know, back up and running and out there. And, you know, they can really take time there. But let's be honest about it. If history's any indication, they're going to need all three of these tackles this year. So that's kind of with, you know, not displacing DeJuan Jones on the right side and just moving Conklin over there to hold the fort down for a week or two or three or however long it needs to be, I think is the smart move.
So as we have this conversation about the offense, as we have this conversation about this preseason, you know, training camp, all this, with everything that's going on, would you define this preseason, training camp, whatever, as a positive one for the Browns?
Defensively, I would. Offensively, probably not so much, because I've just not been the least bit impressed with anything they've done offensively. In fact, I couldn't tell you what they do well offensively. It's why I asked Kevin Stefanski last week, the week before last, what they do well offensively. You know, the offensive line's been beat up, so the protection hasn't been what we're accustomed to. No Nick Chubb. The run game doesn't look like what we're accustomed to. The passing game doesn't look like, at least from my view, what it should look like. Granted, they're going up against one of the better defenses in the NFL day in and day out, but, you know, didn't look all that great against the Minnesota Vikings either. So I don't have very many high expectations for this offense early in the season. I think that it's going to be a work in progress early on, with the hope and understanding that come the end of September, they really find their footing and things get really moving in the right direction. And until then, defense is going to have to kind of carry the water and keep them in these games and help them win these games.
Daryl, one of the things that concerns us, it concerns, I think, a lot of fans, is obviously Nick Chubb's health. And that, obviously, is the big factor in the rushing attack. And, you know, the running game, it could struggle with the offensive line, kind of banged up a little bit, moving guys around. Man, I guess we're just concerned that the running game is not going to be as big a factor as it's been in years past because of, you know, we don't know. It's uncertainty with Nick Chubb. And, you know, Nathan talked about it, and a lot of people have talked about it. This offense is going to be spread out a little bit more. I don't think it's going to be like a, you know, Hal Mummy type offense, so to speak. That's the air raid. He started it. But I do think it may put the Browns in a spot where they've got to put a lot on Deshaun early in the year.
I 100% agree with you. It's designed that way. This offense with Ken Dorsey coming in and working with Kevin Stefanski is not the run Nick Chubb and the running backs 35 to 40 times a game offense. It's not designed that way. It's designed, to your point, Dustin, it's designed to kind of spread things out a little bit, create some space, try and find some holes in the defense, a lot of quick passes, especially outside the numbers, take some shots deep down the field to keep the defense honest and stretch the field. The timing patterns that we saw under Kevin Stefanski's offense the first 4 years or so that he's been the head coach here, those aren't really there anymore. That's, you know, the receivers are running choice routes, which means they need to be on the same page and reading the same thing and reacting, I should say, as well to the same thing that the quarterback is. Because if they're not, then Deshaun Watson's going to throw a lot of interceptions this year. You know, we're going to have a lot of, you know, you zagged when you shouldn't have type thing. And then that's just not going to be good. So there is a lot on Deshaun Watson in this offense. He's going to have to get rid of the football quickly. One, because again, questions up front with the protection. Two, because I think it's really kind of designed that way to get these receivers into some open space and allow them to try and make plays with the football in their hands.
Daryl, what names are we watching heading into cutdown day tomorrow?
Well, really, and you mentioned it, Nick, only one name that, you know, kind of raised eyebrows today amongst the 16 players that were waived, and that was seventh-round pick from 2022, Isaiah Thomas, the defensive end there. And typically, if he's waived today, that might mean he may not be coming back, because usually the guys that they want to sneak through to get to the practice squad, they do that tomorrow. So that was really the one that kind of caught my attention. And that defensive line room, Siaka Ika's got a, I think he's on the bubble in my view. I'm curious to see what the back end of the wide receiver room looks like. Does David Bell make it? Does Michael Woods make it? What happens with Jalen Darlin, James Prochet, just, you know, some of those names that we've heard for the last couple of years. You know, what happens to those guys? Because top four spots, or I should say, top four spots in that room are really spoken for with Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy, and Cedric Tillman. Offensive line, the backup guys there. Nick Harris is safe in my view. They went ahead and traded for him, so I think he can feel pretty confident that he's going to make this team. But what are the backups?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Up guards and tackles look like. And then I'm just kind of looking at the depth chart right now. I'll be honest with you. There's always a surprise. There's no question about it. I don't know that there's going to be too many. Running back. You know, they got a crowded running back room too. Jerome Ford's the one. What does it look like beyond him? Dante Foreman, I think they like a lot. He looks really good in those short yardage situations, you know, Pierre Strong, but you know, do they do anything beyond that? So I'm expecting a very calm cut down day tomorrow, which probably means that there will be a surprise or two waiting for us.
So the several Chargers, organization members and several, players were trapped in an elevator somewhere between the third floor and 15th floor in a, I believe it was Dallas hotel over the weekend. Jim Harbaugh says he wish he had been in there. We got in the conversation of...
Of course he would say that.
We got in the conversation of where that list amongst your terrors. Do you think you'd be one of the calm people if you were trapped in an elevator?
No, I'd be trying to climb out of the ceiling.
Yeah, I'd have to be the one I put down, like knock out, just to make sure the rest of us can chill.
I'd be trying to John McClane it and get out of there as quickly as possible.
So...
I don't like being in confined spaces, if I'm full disclosure. I'm oversharing right now.
You ever had a scare?
You can't ask me that now because now I'm gonna have one. Wait, it's out there in the ether.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
No, oh, I totally am now putting that on you.
So anything bad happens in the rest of your life is suddenly tied to this moment.
What's the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's because they didn't want the Fight Club to get out and the popo to come crack down on it. That's not apples for apples.
I'm very superstitious about this. Now I'm going to have one of these things now. And the first person I'm going to blame is you when it does happen to me.
Okay, so, Daryl, what are you going to do if you win the lottery? Now do I get half the money because I willed it into existence?
Hey, I already told you. I have 25 people in my life that if I ever win the Mega Millions that... You are one of the 25 people who will be getting a gift from me.
You know what the funny thing
is? I'm not telling you how big the gift is, but you are one of the 25 people that would receive a gift from me.
I know exactly what it's going. It's going to be $5 just to spite me.
No, and it's not. I promise it's not just going to be burgers, teasers, and a milkshake either.
Well, no, because you already owe me them. Just going to tell you, you got lucky today. They lost the first game to the Royals, but don't think I'm not looking at that ledger every day and just...
You know what? It's got to be moving like a snail for you these days. They've hit a little bit of a pothole the last month or so.
Yeah, yeah.
This should have been done about a week ago.
Yeah, I think they might
They're
just
making you work for it.
I think they might just be doing it despite my fat ass.
Okay, well...
They might just be like, you know what? He doesn't really... Does he need one? Maybe the Guardians have started...
Maybe they're trying to tell you something.
Maybe that's... Okay, so it's either out of spite, or maybe the Guardians are just looking out for my best health.
They might be.
They're like, he's not young anymore. Obesity's real. Let's go ahead and just drop a couple games and delay the inevitable.
We'll protect your cholesterol.
Give that man a couple extra days with his kiddos. Daryl, you were serviceable today. This was good.
Serviceable?
Yeah. Well, no,
Hey, Daryl.
Wasn't that nice?
Hey, Dustin.
By the way,
yeah.
What happened Friday after the show?
Friday after the show.
Did something happen around 7:15?
Yes, my phone rang and I picked up the phone.
Who called you?
You did.
Oh, why'd I call you?
I'm not supposed to say.
Okay. But really the answer would be because I told you I would.
Right. Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Because that's what friends do.
Not a lot of that going around from what I heard.
You were off Friday.
Daryl,
love you, buddy.
Take care, guys.
See ya.
Daryl Ryder there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.